Yeah, after I got selected for nuclear power and finished the year of nuclear power school, I was lucky enough to be assigned to the submarine Sea Dragon, which was the last in the escape class, the four escape class nuclear submarines. And it was going to be the very first one in the summer of 1960 to go from its home port of New London, Connecticut, to a new home port of Pearl Harbor by the Arctic and the Arctic Ocean and the North Pole. And on that trip as a young officer, now I was already qualified in submarines from having served on the diesel submarine Greenfish in the Pacific for 2 years. So I was able to qualify right away as a watchstander, and a month after reporting aboard Sea Dragon in early July of 1960, we were off for the Arctic, and it was a very interesting and unusual trip. We went by the classic Northwest Passage, but so we headed north from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, New London, up into Baffin Bay between the Canadian archipelago and Greenland. And we spent something that's never been done, a week looking at the underside of icebergs and pretty dangerous stuff. And then we entered and surveyed for the first time in history and discovered a deep water channel, the classic, the Northwest Passage through the Canadian archipelago, where a submarine could go from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And then we emerged into the out of the McClure Strait into the Arctic Ocean, went to the North Pole, arrived there on the 25th of August, 1960. And somebody had the bright idea of playing the first game of baseball at the North Pole. And so we put the pitcher's mound at our best estimate of the North Pole, probably within a couple of miles as best we could determine. And we were out on the ice there. And then lined up the bases so that if you hit a home run, you ran around the bases, you circumnavigated the globe. If you hit the ball into right field, you hit it across the international date line into tomorrow. If the right if the right fielder caught it, he'd throw it back into yesterday. And of course, as you can imagine, sliding took on new meaning. You could try to steal, say, second or third base, and you might hit the base in passing, but thanks to the ice, slide on another 10 feet beyond and get tagged out. So, and that baseball is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And then, I was on Sea Dragon for a couple of years, and then from there went to world's fastest submarine for 25 years, the Skipjack, and its record for crossing the Atlantic has still never been beaten. It's classified. I can't tell you how short a time we crossed the Atlantic or the top speed we made even now. But I was the diving officer, and then I became the navigator of this high speed. It was like an underwater airplane. And then I was ended up being the chief engineer of it for 2 years. And of course, it was a very complicated nuclear power plant, engineering plant. But in order to be commanding officer of a nuclear submarine in our Navy, you have to be a successful chief engineer. You have to have had a successful tour as that. This is unlike, say, the Royal Navy or other navies where they divide the officers into engineers or deck people. We do both in our Navy. And then from Skipjack, I went to the Naval War College. And actually, I didn't go to the Naval War College. I went to be the commissioning second in command of a brand new submarine. Ended up being first of the class to go to sea, the USS Queenfish, SSN 651. And what was unique about this submarine is all 37 of the class had the capability of operating in ice-covered waters, that is, the Arctic or the Antarctic, year-round. This was unique. And they also were absolutely the best Cold War mission submarine. And so I was with that submarine from the time it was basically a keel being built in Newport News Shipyard, and was on it going to sea. I was a commissioning second in command and navigator, and shortly after completing it, we took a north of the Arctic Circle and tested everything out in the dead of winter. And then I went off with it to its new home port in the Pacific. Left that in 1967 to go to the Naval War College, where I was the second nuclear trained officer to be allowed to study at the Naval War College. And then I ended up staying a year and being the first to be an instructor at the Naval War College. And during the summer in between these two tours, I went off on a four-month mission with a brand new submarine, the Greenling, and it as a command watch officer, and I basically relearned my skills conning a submarine, and it really set me up nicely then to have the good luck to end up having command for 4 years of the same submarine that I'd seen built from the time it was a keel, the USS Queenfish. So I was really married to that submarine, and of course, as two of my three books will attest, I had a very successful career.